and the Ramban more than anyone else stopped the war, because he was a man of such stature that when he said stop, so at least 70% of the people were willing to stop. And then it remained only an isolated lunatic fringe, which does not last long. Within a generation, two generations, dies out, and that was the end of the opposition to the Rambam. But the Ramban's great ability at being a conciliator, at being able to argue against an idea and not a person, and his magnanimous, complimentary attitude towards the Rambam, saw to it that by the year 1270, 1280, the opposition to the Rambam began to die out completely, and that this would now just become a matter of history, but would never recur again in that fashion. The Ramban is famous to us for a number of spectacular events that happened during his lifetime, and also for great works of scholarship. In the early 13th century, in about the year 1210, a Spanish Jew by the name of Moses de Leon, Moshe ben Aryeh, Moses the son of the lion, published a book that he called the Zohar. And he claimed that this book, the Zohar, was authored by the great Tana, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who lived at the time of Rabbi Akiva in the 2nd century, and that the book had been kept secret for almost 1,000 years, and that he had a copy of it, and he published it and publicized it. The Zohar, as you all know, is the basic book of Jewish Kabbalah, of Kabbalistic thought, of what we loosely translate as mysticism, but I don't know whether that's a good translation. I've never come to terms with it. Mysticism evokes spooks and goblins. The Kabbalah is not that. Kabbalah, however, is seeing the world on a completely different plane than we are accustomed to seeing it. And in many ways, contradicts normal natural life. And with Kabbalah, you have a study of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. I always tell my students in the yeshiva that the definition of Kabbalah is that it is the exact science of the juxtaposition of the Hebrew language and letters, which to them makes it mysticism. But what is meant by that is that, just to give an example, we use letters as symbols. For instance, in English, we say light, you know, let there be light. So light is L-I-G-H-T. So L-I-G-H-T are the letters that are used to convey to us the idea of what light is. But we all know that L-I-G-H-T is not light. It is not the essence of light. It's a symbol. It's a language symbol. Because Hebrew is the language